This is Jim Speary. It's February 27th, 2012. I'm at Camp Forward Operating Base Edinburgh. Here's who we're with. Sir, please tell me your name.
Specialist Martinez, Armando.
Armando Martinez, where are you from?
From Santa Fe, New Mexico.
How old are you, Armando?
I'm 22.
And what are you doing out here?
I'm a crew chief on a medevac aircraft, so we go out there and pick up all the injured people, Marines, on the battlefield and bring it back to the hospitals. My second duty is to do all the maintenance on the aircraft, keep them going, service, ready to go to do missions.
So you're busy 24/7, basically.
Pretty much 24/7, yes, sir.
Now, you and I had the pleasure of being on a mission together the other day with a very unique patient. Tell us about this.
We picked up a dog that had been injured out in the battlefield, and they used the dogs for like IED findings and all that. And he was a good dog. He came up to me. He was my buddy there for most of the flight there.
And well, we have a really good photo with you and the dog, and it really tells that how much appreciation you have for the working dogs, as well as everybody else.
Yes, sir. Those dogs are phenomenal. They go out there. They don't pick to do their job, but they're good at it, and they do what they have to do, save a lot of Marines' lives. So it's good to have a good time with the dog on the flight.
Now, this is your first deployment here in Afghanistan, is that correct, or anywhere, is that correct?
Yes, sir, it's my first deployment.
How long have you been here at FOB Eddy?
I've been at FOB Eddy going on almost 8 weeks now.
So it's pretty busy here, isn't it?
It's pretty busy. We've had our fair share of missions.
Before you arrived here, or before you even left New Mexico, and after having been here 8 weeks at FOB Eddy, did you have any idea what goes on here is what really goes on? Did you know that before you got here?
When we were back in the States, not really. I tried to prepare myself as much as I could mentally and all that, but you can't really prepare for this. It's just different every day.
Now, you're involved in life-saving, basically. After an intense mission, or where you've got an injured young Marine and you picked him out and you're successful, how does that make you feel at the end of the day?
It's quite honorable to know that you went out there and did everything you could to save this Marine's life and send him back to their family. Even if they're not 100%, it's quite honorable.
What a lot of people don't realize about what the crew chief does, you not only do your maintenance stuff, not only on flight platoon, not only that, but you're also assisting the medic from time to time as well, aren't you?
Yes, sir. I'm back there assisting the medic with whatever he does. Usually we have a system and we load the patient. Once we get to altitude, then I'm back there and I hook up the stuff that I need to hook up, and the medic does what he needs to do. And then after that, we'll go into further detail with it, like if we have to give him drugs, I start getting that ready for our medic and stuff. But for the most part, we have our thing set up, so I'll start getting the vitals for him while he starts assessing the patient a little bit more.
You like your job?
I love my job. I wouldn't trade it in for anything.
Do you think you'll stay with this as a career?
More than likely, yeah. It's honorable. I love it. It has its times where you have your mental battles, but I wouldn't trade it in.
Out here, we're at FOB Eddy. Living conditions are rough, to say the least. How do you overcome that kind of deal when you have the kind of missions you have to do? I mean, we're really living in some pretty primitive situations here. How do you overcome that and still do your mission?
What keeps me positive is that I know I'm out here, and the Marines are sometimes in worse spots than I am, and just what keeps me motivated is I know that we're helping out the Marines and bringing them back. And I mean, I'd go through even worse if it was to save some more Marines' lives.
Whose idea was it to join the National Guard? Who put you in that direction?
I did. I knew in high school I always wanted to do it. I wanted to stay back in the States. I knew the Guard did a lot of state duty missions and stuff, and I wanted to get that under my belt. Like in New Mexico, we had the Rio Doso floods, and just seeing helicopters hoisting people out on TV, on the news and stuff, it was like, that's what I want to do. I want to save my people's lives and make a difference in the world. And I wanted to do it stateside. That's why I went Guard, and I knew I wanted to do aviation and work my way up to a crew chief. And when they said our mission was to come out here, I was just like, even better, you know, get to save people's lives on the battlefield and back home. It's all I really wanted to do.
we're in the fourth quarter, so to speak, and in short order, you'll be going home soon. What's the first thing you want to do when you go home?
The first thing, probably a nice shower. I just want to sit in a hot, nice shower without shower shoes on for an hour. I mean, here we just, you know, the water goes on for a couple seconds. You rinse up, then you turn it off, lather up, turn it off, and then rinse off all the soap. So that's all I want is a nice long hot shower.
So the one thing good about being out here, nobody really cares what you look like, right?
No, look like, smell like, anything, it all goes.
All right, specialist, right? Specialist?
Yes, sir.
Armando Martinez, I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy day. I know you're first up chase today, and we'll keep an eye on you today.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks a lot. This is Jim Sperry, February 27th, 2012, forward operating base, Eddie, with specialist Armando Martinez from Santa Fe, New Mexico.